Where is it? I can't find it.
Hey, Matt. Did you lose something?
Yes. I can't find my wallet. I'm hunting everywhere for it.
Where did you last see it? Do you remember?
I can't remember. I usually leave it near my computer.
You went to a meeting. Maybe it's in the meeting room.
It's not. I checked.
You often throw things in your backpack. Is it in there?
I looked in my backpack. I didn't find it.
Did you check in all the pockets?
Let me look again.
It's always good to make sure.
Hey, here it is. It was in a different pocket.
Wonderful. But now I need your help. I can't find my keys.
We hate losing things, especially important things. When we can't find our keys, purse, or wallet, we get upset. We should always put things in the same place. Then we can remember the place. The best place for keys may be near the door. When you lose something, where do you look? If you have a purse or backpack, check all of the pockets. Look all around your office or house. If you hunt for it, you're sure to find it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Are you ready to practice?
Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. And yes, I think we're all ready. Today's topic is how to say it.
And our title is, Where is it? Oh, Pauline, I love it when we get to talk about this topic with you, especially.
Really? How to say it?
No, the topic of losing things.
Oh, okay.
Come on, friends. Pauline has a lot of good stories about losing things. Oh, let's play a game. You like games, right, Pauline?
Yes.
Okay, I am going to see how many things I can guess that you have lost.
Fine.
This will be good English practice. Your keys?
Of course, everyone loses their keys sometimes.
Your purse?
Also, yes, but I went back to the movie theater and got it.
Okay, your phone?
So many times I've lost count.
Do you have your phone right now?
You know I don't, Peter. I lost it in Japan when I went there last month. But the rental car company found it and is sending my phone back to me.
You are very lucky. I hope you get your phone soon. So you always seem to get your phone back even when you lose it in a different country. How does that happen? Well, have you ever lost something important, like a passport?
Oh, that's the worst thing to lose, but yes.
No, did you find it again, though?
Yes, thankfully I found it just in time.
Oh, that is good. Although, I do like to tease you, Pauline, make fun of you. The truth is, we all lose something sometimes, and it doesn't feel good.
But we can all talk about it today, and it'll be a fun way to learn some new words together, too. So let's go to Jack, and we'll learn from him now.
Hello, Matt 在找皮夹, 他不记得把皮夹放在哪里了。 He can't remember, 动词 remember 就是记得想起。 不过Matt 通常会把皮夹放在电脑的附近, it's usually near his computer. 介系词 near 就是在什么附近的意思。 Susie 提醒 Matt， 他常常把东西随手丢在背包里，皮夹会不会在背包里呢？ Is the wallet in his backpack？ 背包就是 backpack。 如果背包里也没有，会不会在口袋里？ Is it in his pocket？ 名词 pocket 就是口袋。 通常我们找不到东西的时候，就要像这样仔细的想一想，到处找一下。We hunt for it. 动词 hunt 是搜索、寻找的意思。
Where is it? I can't find it.
Hey, Matt. Did you lose something?
Yes, I can't find my wallet. I'm hunting everywhere for it.
Where did you last see it? Do you remember?
I can't remember. I usually leave it near my computer.
You went to a meeting. Maybe it's in the meeting room.
It's not. I checked.
All right. So now we get to talk about someone else who has lost something. And it's not Pauline this time. It's Matt.
Right. Matt says, I can't find it. If you are looking for something, but you don't see it, then you can say, I can't find it.
Right. I can't find my keys. Or, I can't find my glasses.
Or, if you see someone who is looking for something, then you can say, hey, did you lose something? What are you looking for?
Oh, wait, yes, that's the phrase I was looking for, because that's today's
calendar phrase.
Did you lose something?
Did you lose something?
你有遗失什么东西吗？
Did you lose something?
I have my wallet.
Did you lose something?
I have my cell phone.
Did you lose something?
I have my keys.
Did you lose something?
I don't know. Did you find something?
Did you lose something?
Did you lose something?
你有遗失什么东西吗？
Well, I'm afraid Matt did lose something. What did he lose, Peter? What is Matt looking for?
He's looking for his wallet. A wallet is small and can fit in your coat pocket. Often men keep their money, credit cards, driver's license in a wallet.
Right, so it has a lot of important things in it. No wonder Matt is worried about losing his wallet. He is hunting everywhere for it.
Hunting, that's an interesting word. It has a few different meanings. Oh, hey, I know. Let's have Jack explain it a little bit more.
Matt 到处都找不到他的皮夹。他说 I'm hunting everywhere for it. 我们来看 hunt 这个字。Hunt 原本是打猎的意思。比如说 Let's go hunting sometime. 因为打猎要去找动物，甚至要追着去捕捉它，所以Hunt 也可以当搜索、搜寻的意思用。最常见的用法就是 hunt for something。找工作的人可以说 I'm hunting for a job。有人常常找不到手机 ，He is hunting for his cell phone again。或者 They can help hunt for the missing child。他们可以帮忙搜索走失的小孩。
Thanks, Jack.So Susie sees Matt hunting for his wallet. She tries to help by asking, Where did you last see it? Do you remember?
Sometimes this question can help, but often, like Matt, he can't remember.
Right, but Matt does know that he usually leaves his wallet near the computer.
Well, that's a good place to start.They should look around his computer.
I think Matt did that already, though. But Susie remembers something. Matt had a meeting today in a different room. Maybe he left his wallet there.
Oh, that's probably it.
I thought so, too, but Matt says it's not there. He already checked.
Well, I hope he does find it. Losing your wallet is stressful.
Well, we'll find out what happens in a minute, but first we need to take a quick break, friends. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. Let's talk in English. day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. When was the last time you lost something? Was it important? Did you find it again?
Today, our friend Matt lost his wallet. Susie's trying to help him find it, but they haven't found it yet. So maybe we can go to this next conversation together and help him out a little bit, or at least watch what happens. Friends, let's watch conversation B together.
You often throw things in your backpack. Is it in there?
I looked in my backpack. I didn't find it.
Did you check in all the pockets?
Let me look again.
It's always good to make sure.
Hey, here it is. It was in a different pocket.
Wonderful. But now I need your help. I can't find my keys.
So Matt already looked around the desk for his wallet. He also checked the meeting room. Where else can he look?
Susie has a good idea. She suggests Matt checks his backpack. Matt often throws things into his backpack.
That makes sense. A backpack is a bag you wear on your back. Students often wear backpacks to school.
Backpacks are nice. You can put a lot of things in a backpack. But it's also easy to lose things in your backpack, especially if you throw a lot of things into it.
We keep using this word to throw. Let's see if Jack can explain it some more for us. Jack?
Susie 说 Matt 常常把东西丢进背包里。You often throw things in your backpack. 这句话的动词是 throw, 丢或是扔的意思。这个字的发音是 R 的音跟在 TH 音后面。这个音对我们很多人来说比较难发，所以我们来练习一下。如果你念这个字真的有困难的话，你先念 ROW, 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 然后在 row 前面加上 TH 的音变成 throw, throw。舌头轻轻地放在两排牙齿中间，轻轻地发出 throw, throw。请你跟着我念以下的字哦： three, thread。请你一定要一起念哦： through, thrive。
Thanks, Jack.So, did Matt find his wallet in his backpack?
Well, Matt says he already looked in his backpack, and it isn't there.
Hey, did he check his jacket or pants pockets?
Oh, that's a good idea. But actually, Susie had a different idea. She reminds Matt to check all of the backpack pockets.
Oh, good idea. A backpack usually has one or two big spaces for books and a computer, but it will also have many pockets. It can be easy to miss one of those pockets when you're looking for something.
Oh, I do that all the time with my purse. Sometimes I check my purse and I can't find my keys. I look everywhere. Then I check my purse one more time and there they are.
Yes, it's always good to double check. Oh, and it's always good to learn from Rebecca. So let's go to her right now.
Hey, 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 friends. Wow, you're all so excited today. Why? Wait, hold on, hold on, I know. It's because it's time to learn something new and use it. You're going to learn how to use the sentence pattern.It's always good to do something. For example, it's always good to save money. Or you could say, it's always good to make friends. You can do this. So friends, when are you going to go out and use it?
Thanks, Rebecca. So Matt checks the pockets of his backpack one more time. And there it is. It was in the backpack the whole time. He just didn't look in the right pocket the first time.
I'm glad he found it. Now everyone can relax again.
Well, actually...
Wait, what? Oh no, Pauline, did you lose something now?
No, I didn't lose anything. But Susie did. She can't find her car keys now.
Well, I guess it's Matt's turn to help Susie now. Meanwhile, it's time for us to review our keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Remember. Remember. Do you remember the number?
Near. Near. Please sit near me.
Backpack. Backpack. I carry my books in a backpack.
Pocket. Pocket. I put the keys in my pocket.
Hunt. Hunt. I hunted for the pen, but didn't find it. All right, friends, those are your keywords for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review those conversations one more time together.
Where is it? I can't find it.
Hey, Matt, did you lose something?
Yes, I can't find my wallet. I'm hunting everywhere for it.
Where did you last see it? Do you remember?
I can't remember. I usually leave it near my computer.
You went to a meeting. Maybe it's in the meeting room.
It's not. I checked.
You often throw things in your backpack. Is it in there?
I looked in my backpack. I didn't find it.
Did you check in all the pockets?
Let me look again.
It's always good to make sure.
Hey, here it is. It was in a different pocket.
Wonderful. But now I need your help. I can't find my keys.
Not again. I hate this.
You sound upset. What's wrong, James?
I can't find some important things.
Like what?
I can't find my keys.
You should keep keys near the door.
I usually do, but they're not there, and I can't find my wallet.
You should keep that on your desk.
I usually do, but it's not there. Ginger, what's so funny?
I know where your things are.
You do?
Yeah, I put them in your backpack.
You did? Why?
So you wouldn't lose them.
Okay, good. Now, where is my backpack?
I don't know. I can't find it.
Family time.
The sky is blue, the sun is shining, the air is so clean. It's a perfect day for a hike. Yes, a hike. Kai Kai, Mei Mei, today, let's take a hike. And you can come with us.
Yeah.
Come with us today as we take a hike on family time. Should we go? All right, let's go.
We have a beautiful park close to where we live. This park has many different hiking trails. You can see many things in the great outdoors when you hike. Look at the map. Which hike should we choose today?
Daddy, let's take a short hike.
No, Daddy, let's take a long hike.
Well,
Let's look at the map.
Before we hike, we want to make sure we are safe on the trail. It's important to wear good shoes and light clothing. You also want to make sure you have water and maybe some snacks. Hiking is a great way to exercise and see nature, but you want to make sure you are safe.
Look, Daddy, I'm wearing good shoes. And I have the water bottles.
And I have snacks. Okay, I think we're ready to go. When we hike, we can enjoy the trees all around us. You can also see big rocks. The big rocks are also fun to climb on. Look at the stream. This park has many small streams that are fun to walk across or even play in on a warm day.
Daddy, why does the sign have a snake on it?
Well, snakes do live in this area.
Snake?
We just want to make sure we don't bother the wild animals like snakes or bears.
Bears?
Don't worry, Mimi. We will be fine. We still have so much more to see on this hike. Let's go. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us on our hike today here on Family Time. I did hear that. It sounds like an animal. It's a bear!
Thanks for joining us today, friends. And hey, Pauline, have you seen my keys anywhere?
No, I haven't. Why? Wait, did you lose something, Peter?
No, I didn't lose anything. I'm just surprised. I thought my keys were in my pocket, but they're probably just in my backpack.
Do you need help looking?
No, Pauline, I told you. I don't lose anything. I just put my keys in a very safe place.
Okay, whatever you say, Peter. Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. I hope you don't lose anything, and we'll see you tomorrow. Right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.